Okay, Mary, welcome to Books, Bullets and Bad Omens.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. Who are you?
I'm a puppeteer, so I direct and then I perform in puppet theater performances.
Okay, when did you become interested in puppeteering?
Well, I went to school, I started it at 2001 and graduated 2005. So before it, I hadn't done anything. I was just interested because it sounded like it will combine theater and some visual stuff. And then in the school, I guess it became more like I understood that it's a natural tool, of course, because I learned it to express myself.
Okay. Puppetry is oftentimes associated with children's plays. Do you think that that adults should be more open to these kinds of alternative modes of theater, puppetry and so on?
I don't see a big difference like between puppet theater and theater, for example. So if the shows are for adults, of course the adults should be open to the shows that are made for adults. And if the shows are for children, then it fits for children. But it's just the form of art. It's not. It doesn't tell to which you should do your shows.
What other plays have you done besides Missing Amelia Earhart?
I have been, well, I've directed a couple of, actually three bigger Shakespeare productions, of which the first one was The Tempest, and then it was Romeo and Juliet, and then the last one was a Finnish contemporary play called Princess Hamlet.
Okay.
Those are the biggest ones, and well, but then I have made many, many shows, so from different subjects and from different themes, and for adults and for children.
Okay. Do you prefer to write your own plays, or do you like to perform pre-written material?
I like both. It's a bit different, because if there is a ready-made play, then it's about how to execute it, how to find the like right ways to show it, to put it on stage. And then when you're writing yourself, you can write it straight to the like puppet form in a way. So you can already think about it when doing the script. But enjoying both of them.
Okay. Is there a particular theme that you're interested in, that you explore through your work? If you consider all of the plays you've done, is there some connecting, unifying theme that you're exploring?
Maybe not theme, but I feel that the strength of puppet theatre, it's about this creating different places, different worlds, a little bit not so realistic places, more metaphorical levels also. And then also this like giving life to something which is not alive, which is like the basic of the puppet. So that's why a lot of like big themes like death and, well, mostly death is kind of suited, or fear of dying, or those kind of big questions of life, they come to the puppet shows, because it is about that anyway.
Do you have a hero in theater?
I have many heroes in maybe more puppet theater, but because we are so young art form in Finland, so they are maybe mostly foreigners that I got to see the shows when I was growing to this profession.
Okay.
But now my heroes are about everybody who is doing it, because it can be so different, so we all have our different styles and
Okay, I think it was Bertolt Brecht who once said that an audience arrives at a theater as individuals and leave as a group after the performance is over. What kind of a group would you like us to leave as after Missing Amelia Earhart?
I think, because for me in this show it's so important that the audience is like going through the same journey with me, because I'm alone on the stage. And it's quite an emotional trip, and it's quite, I need to be quite present, and I need to be quite open with the audience. So it's affecting me quite a lot. So I don't know what kind of audience will leave, but I I'm hoping that they have been, because they have been sharing with me this thing, so in a way they have been sharing it with each other also.
Yes. Your play was wonderful, thank you very much for it, and it was a wonderful kind of performance of how the history of the world is a history of emotions, and like your, the name of your play reflects this. It's, she's missing, but she was also missed by living human beings who missed Amelia Earhart. How would you describe this play to those who have yet to see it?
Well, technically this show is about it's about like manipulation of the puppets, because the technique in this one is really important, and then it's I wanted to put a lot of emotions in it, because that's the thing that I like myself as a viewer of theater. Yes. Also, so I like it to wake emotions and go through those things, because it's a safe place to mirror all kinds of difficult questions and difficult emotions that we are everybody carrying. Yeah. So that has been my aim to it, and that's.
Yeah. How did you first hear of Amelia Earhart?
I heard about her when somebody told me that I look like her, and then at that moment I was thinking that I would like to make a solo show. It was about the time, and then I googled her, and then she seemed to be a really good like this twin, I don't know the word in English, but when very good look alike. So then I started to mirror also my own, a little bit of my own story of life, and my own what there is maybe in common, and then I started to see her also as like reflection of myself. And then about that this show is about also.
The disappearance of Amelia Earhart, technically, but it deals with other themes as well.
Yes, yeah.
One of the, because I have a mystery blog, I've interviewed several people who have had family members go missing. And it seems like when a person goes missing, they're not really alive, but they're not really dead either. They're kind of somewhere in the middle, in a kind of liminal state. Do you think this is partly why Amelia Earhart is so well remembered? That it's endless speculations.
Yes.
And endless stories.
Yes, because I think that then everybody, of course, because she's already historical and she's not close to myself really. Yes. So then there is not this like bigger emotions involved. But but because the story doesn't have an end, and because she never grew really old. So everybody can also make their own story from, like, of her and of the end, because it's only 3 points after she disappeared. So because of that, I think that she has become such a, I don't know, there are so many different versions of her, and people are remembering her as they need to remember her. And that's also like my version, that I need to have this kind of Amelia Earhart for myself. And I can build it because she's not here anymore. So I can just decide it a little bit how I would like it to be. And because the story is lacking the end, I think it's like encouraging this kind of imagination that we can take her as we really need her.
Amelia Earhart features in the play as a puppet. But who is the narrator?
The narrator is, it's about me. But then also this Amelia is also a little bit like me. I made the character a little bit, it's kind of like parody of myself in a way, like more exaggerated features of myself, which I also could, when I wanted to read from her own personality, from her own story, what she has been saying, how she has been talking about the things. So I think that Amelia is more maybe me in this play than me, myself, but still I'm playing myself.
What do you think is the lesson to be learned from her life, her story?
There has been quite many, but one of the biggest one is that you, because she was living in the time that the thing that she was doing, nobody had done it before. So nobody, I mean, everybody could have said that that's impossible to do because because nobody had done it before. Mm. But anyway, she did, and anyway, there always needs to be that one who is doing the things that are impossible, and then they turn to be possible also after that one. Same. And then the other one, the other thing that I like about her, or I imagine about her, is that she has become quite a bit big, like, feministic hero. But the things that she has been saying were more about, like, we just need to do those things. And I didn't feel that she was so problematic with the things. She wasn't like a victim of, ah, now I need to fight because I'm a woman and all the men are pushing me down. She was just doing her thing. And then she was also telling that, yeah, maybe sometimes the women themselves, they should remember not to, like, play this victim role. Yeah. That we should just do the things and we can do what we want to do. And that's
And obviously one of the themes of the play that resonated with me very strongly was the idea that it doesn't really matter what happened to her. Maybe she died, maybe she lived. Nevertheless, this is a mystery blog, so I have to ask you, what do you think happened to her?
Well, I have to say that first of all, I was really interested of all those theories, and they were supposed to be like more heavy in the show also.
Yeah.
But then when I was doing it, I started to feel that, yeah, it doesn't actually matter, the end, this thing. But I think because the first, like, a little bit better made document that I saw about her was supporting this basic crashing and sinking theory that the fuel went out, and because there was no radio and that was broke, they were exhausted, and it was so long the way that if you miss your target a little bit, then you just go somewhere. But that was the first one that I saw. So then it kind of became the most probable one one for me. And then I read all the other ones, but since also the ocean is so big that it's not a miracle that nothing has been found. And these other theories, they kind of, they're still searching for the evidence that this was the way.
Is this theme of somebody going missing and becoming a part of mythology and folklore and time, is this something that interests you in general? Do you follow cases of missing people or something like that?
Maybe not missing people, but this, like, heroism is interesting for me. And of course also, like, in the puppet theater, because we are making these, like, characters, we are kind of making the heroes and we are making people that are actually not really existing people. So from there comes this, like, hero theme.
Yes. So what are you going to do next? How long will this play go on, and where can people see it if they want?
Well, now the next gigs will be in Helsinki, actually, next Tuesday and Wednesday. And then in May we are in Tampere, in Mukames Festival. And then after that, next autumn also in Tampere. And then I will see. It's quite a heavy show for me to perform. So I've made it also in English. And at least, like, after 1 year I'm going to Tallinn, and hopefully I will get some other abroad gigs from there.
Yes, well, I will certainly tell my viewers to ask for it, because I think this would be wonderful to be performed in English as well. It generated a lot of interest, and the story of Amelia Earhart is undying. It just survives after year after year.
Yeah.
So let's hope you perform it in English as well. Do you have a presence on the internet? Where can people, if they want to keep up with your work and your journey, where can they go?
Yeah, I think at this moment the best place to see what is happening is auraofpuppets.com. So it's Aura of Puppets. It's, we are really many puppeteers inside of it, so it's showing, like, most of the things that are happening in Turku, also in Helsinki, or in other parts, or what we are doing abroad.
Okay. Is there anything else you'd like to add that I forgot to ask about?
No, I can't think about it now. No, I don't know.
Okay. Well, it was a wonderful play. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.